Morning. The question at this time of the year that we get every single year, regardless of the year, is if you can make a Seder during the day. Now you may look at me and say, that's an oxymoron, right? We have always called it the Seder night. As a matter of fact, Rav Soloveitchik called it an exalted night. That was the name of the Haggadah that they put out with his Perushim. So how exactly can you make a Seder during the day? Well, the truth of the matter is that for us young folks, it's very easy. I would say a bit challenging, but not difficult, to make a Seder at its proper time. But for people that are elderly, who always eat at 5:30 in the afternoon, this is a problem. This is a big problem. It's not a problem during the year so much, because any day of the year you can eat at 5:30 in the afternoon. What about Friday night? After Plaga Mincha, you can definitely eat your Shabbos meal. Right. That's the way we paskin, at least. There is a chumra of the Mishnah Bura that if you somehow can finagle it that the meal goes into the night, then at nightfall you should eat another kezayit of challah or matzah, whatever you have at the table, just in case one day of two days in Tosfos are correct that you can't eat the meal earlier. But Kiddush definitely you can make earlier, and you can definitely, according to most authorities, eat the meal earlier. So we're pretty much okay over there. But when we get to Pesach night, we got a problem.
This shul is making an early marv, right? That's,
we'll get to that one second. Did I say anything about marv, Bruce? Did you hear the word marv in my mouth? Did you hear the word marv in my mouth?
Did anyone hear that?
I'm talking to you. Did I say Myriff?
No.
No, I didn't say Myriff. I said the Seder night.
No, didn't.
The last Mishnah in the last first Mishnah in the last Perek of Meseches Pesachim is called Arbei Pesachim. Arbei Pesachim Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetech Shach. A person should not eat on Erev Pesach Samach Lemincha, which is about 9 hours halachic hours into the day, any grain based product until nightfall. Tosfot on the spot, and this is what Paskin and Shulchan Aruch says, that peculiar way that the Mishnah formulates it, ad shetech shach, till it gets dark, we can deduce from it that as opposed to every Shabbos and Yontiv, you have to eat the Seder night, you have to mekayim all the mitzvot of the Seder night, at night. Now, this is very, very, very different than the rest of the year. Because for the rest of the year, you can mekabel Shabbos early, you can mekabel Yontiv early. Yes, on every Yontiv there's a little pickbook except for Shvi Yishal Pesach, but the bottom line is, you can.
What about Sukkot night, first night of Sukkot?
Even Sukkot night, according to the Taz, the Maharshal disagrees, but the Taz says it's not a problem. If you mekabel Yontiv early, you can eat in the Sukkah early with a bracha, the whole gamut. However, as Reb Chaim explained, it's very interesting, you can mekabel Yontiv early, called Chaga Matzot, or you can call it Pesach, but you cannot turn light into night. Or you can't turn day into night. And the mitzvot of the Seder night have to be fulfilled at night. V'achlu et habasar b'layla hazeh. The pasuk says with regard to Korban Pesach. And because matzah is hukash, is next to Korban Pesach, therefore matzah moror, together with the Korban Pesach, have to be eaten after nightfall.
Although it's interesting that Shavuot also, you have to complete your 7 weeks. So in a way, that as a vort, you could say, all the Shalosh Regalim, including Sukkot.
Okay, I'm going to open the parentheses here. Every one of the Yomim Tovim, with the exception of the Seder night, all the Yomim Tovim you can mekabel early. Can you eat the meal early? All the Yomim Tovim, yes. The Achronim, much later than the Gemara, found a little reason why not. Just to go through them very carefully. Shavuos, it says you have to have 49 full weeks. That is a chumrah that came much, much, much later. It's not written in the Gemara. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says tmimot does not mean that. It means you have to start every night to start the count of the Omer at night, not during the day. And the Taz and others came up with this chumrah, and many have this minhag, to wait on Shavuos until nightfall. But Medina de Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, it's not written. Rosh Hashanah, there's a Maharil that says you shouldn't start it early because who's running to his trial? You get to the trial on time. You don't run to your trial and say, here I am, I'm going to come early, I have nothing to worry about. But again, it's an Achronim. Okay, Sukkot you mentioned, and Shmini Atzeret for the both opposite reasons. On Sukkot, maybe you can't eat in the Sukkah till nightfall. You can't make a bracha l'shev basukkah. On the other hand, you can't eat outside the Sukkah. And on Shmini Atzeret, the opposite. You're not supposed to eat in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeret, and you're starting it early. But all those are in Achronim. The bottom line is, you can. The Seder night is the only one that's learned out from a Pasuk that you can't fulfill the mitzvot of the Seder night before nightfall. So if someone would ask you this question on the street, the answer is no early Yontif on Pesach, and therefore you have to go ahead and start the Seder after nightfall. In some places in the world, that's an easy thing to do, about 7:30. But when you're in daylight saving times in other places in the world, that's a very difficult thing to do, especially in nursing homes and other people who by 7 o'clock are sleeping. So what are you going to do? How are they going to fulfill the Seder night? So the process of elimination when you get this question is you have to start from the basic halacha, meaning what we paskin, and go backwards and see what we can do. So as I said, the basic halacha is that the mitzvot of the Seder night, Dalet Kosot, Matzah, Maror, Sipur, Yitziat, Mitzrayim, Hallel, all have to be done at night. That's the bottom line. However, Bruce said earlier, what about Ma'ariv? Is there any halacha you can't daven Ma'ariv early on Pesach night? No. There is no halacha like that. You can mekabel yontiv early on Pesach night after Plag HaMincha and daven Ma'ariv and come home and start talking about the Seder and start talking about Yitziat Mitzrayim. And when it gets dark, you can quickly make Kiddush and do the mitzvot of the night because all the explanations you've already done an hour before. Right. So first of all, you should do everything at night. And secondly, if that's difficult, the next proposition on the table is do an early Ma'ariv and take it from there. Now, if that is not enough, suggestion number three would be maybe we can switch the Seder around. You know the joke. The Jews have everything disorganized every single day of the year. There's nothing organized. They go into a shul, nothing's organized. Right? They don't give out p'tichas the night before. They give it out a second before. Who's davening Shachris? We'll find out at Nishmat. Who's davening Musaf? We'll find out during the Haftorah. The bottom line is nothing's organized. All of a sudden, one night of the year, we have a Seder, and therefore we ask Manishtana. And make a long story short, you can't switch the Seder around per se, but what you could do is, you know the songs at the end? Start with the songs at the end. Say, Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, achad miyodea, achad gadja, etc. And then get into Kiddush. So, we can daven Ma'ariv early. After we daven Ma'ariv early, we'll sing all those songs. And then we'll talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the kids or the grandchildren will do what they have to do. And then when it gets night, you'll make Kiddush and go from there. Now let's say that's not enough. So we've already said daven Ma'ariv early. We've already said do the songs first. What can we do? What can we give these people who have to eat early? Well, there is a chasam sofer that says that you cannot do the mitzvot of the night early, namely matzah, sipur yitziat mitzrayim, but what you could do is you can say kiddush early. And even if you can say kiddush early in the place you're going to eat, obviously, because kiddush b'makom se'uda, then if you say kiddush early, perhaps you can start the seder early, and then when it gets dark, what do you have to say? The requisite parts of the Haggadah that needs to be said. What are the parts of the Haggadah that need to be said? For example, if someone is a soldier, he's going out that night, and he has to go out on some sort of stakeout or a pi'ilut miftzait, what would be the parts of the Haggadah he has to say?
Pesach
Matzah Maror. Yes.
Parts of the Magid, not the whole Magid.
You can say, Avadim Hayinu Lefaru Remitzayim Ve'atzen Hashem Elokeinu Misham B'yad Chazakah V'zor Netiyah. That's Shmuel's Haggadah. Next. That's Rav's Haggadah. You have to say Petzach Matzah Maror. Manishtana, yes. Okay, you'll say it. That's the Hallel's at the end, absolutely. But I'm saying in the Magid part, that's all you have to say. So if indeed it's very difficult to start the Seder so late, I would suggest that when nightfall comes, you say Kiddush, which is one of the four Kosot. You go into those parts of the Haggadah that need to be said. You eat the karpas, you go into those parts of the Haggadah that needs to be said. You eat the matzah, you eat the maror. All this can take a half an hour at the end of the day, not more. And therefore, that would be the way to go. Now, there is a chasam sofer, as I mentioned, that says you can say kiddush early, which might speed up things, but I never understood why, because the bottom line is, the rest of it, you still have to wait till the night. So the chasam sofer doesn't really help us. Now, that's basically the process that I would suggest to anyone that has this problem. First of all, night. Second of all, daven Ma'ariv early. Then start everything before the Seder. Then by the Seder time, you can zip through it. Thirdly, if that's not enough, daven Ma'ariv early. Say what I did. say the songs at the end first, and then, when nightfall comes, say the requisite parts of the Haggadah that need to be said. Yeah?
You recommend also, if there's little kids, sort of like a mock Seder, by doing everything in advance to the level of kids, and then the adults do it more formally after the
Brachas. What about the Brachas?
Well, I don't exactly like that idea for two reasons. Number one, because you basically are telling, the whole Seder is for the kids. And by doing a mock Seder prior, it's not exactly a good idea. I think the best idea for kids is to make sure they nap, and therefore at the Seder, they'll be up. Mm-hmm. So I don't like that there too. The number two is, there is an Isser on Erev Pesach to eat matzah. So I don't know how you do a mock Seder without matzah. That seems to be like one of the staples of the Seder, so it's hard for me to like comprehend how that can be done. But that's basically the process of elimination. Now, if all of this doesn't work, they say by 7 o'clock we're in bed, forget it. Then and only then, I believe you have to rely on a Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh disagrees with Tosfos and says you can start the Seder early, like every other Yontif, it is no difference. If you Mekabel Yontif early, you can do the whole Seder early. Again, it's one point of view. It's a minority point of view. I do not suggest to utilize it in every single situation out there. But if and when it's needed, and sometime it is needed, that's when you have to rely on it. And that's the Tosfos HaRosh. However, as I said, I believe there's many ideas you can do in order to try to stay away from the Tosfos HaRosh and try to do the mitzvahs of the night at night. However, if you're going to do that, you have to put your eye on the clock and make sure that it's going to be done quickly. Namely, you make Kiddush, everyone drinks, karpas. Karpas, you have to wash your hands. Now, there's a Yekish custom that only the Balabait washes his hands. I would suggest to utilize it in this situation. Why? During the year when you eat an apple and you wash it, do you wash your hands?
No.
No. The Taz asks, once again, Manishtana halayla hazemi kol halaylot. How come all year we don't wash over here, here we wash? And he reprimands the Jewish people, you should wash every time you take a fruit or vegetable and you put it in water. So I don't know why we don't do it. However, there are answers to it. One of the answers is the answer, if I'm not mistaken, of the Netziv, who says that we indeed don't makbid on it based on the Tosfot all year because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Tumah v'Tahara is basically something that unfortunately is of the past. However, on the Seder night, we're going to make it as if we're eating a Korban Pesach, wearing a white kittel like they used to wear white clothing when they ate the Korban Pesach, and therefore we're going to pretend we're in Beis HaMikdash time and we wash our hands. So to pretend, you can have one person to pretend. You don't need everyone to pretend. And therefore, I would suggest that happens. So you make Kiddush. As soon as nightfall comes, one person gets up and washes his hand, and you eat the karpas. You break the masta. Manishtana, I said, the two lines of Adim Ayinu, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and the Manishtana, of course, before the two. And I would add in, of course, the very important Pesach Matzah Umaror. Now, you have to say the bracha at the end, and you drink the second cup. Then you do have to wash. Everyone has to get up to wash. I would suggest that they have washing stations at the table, because getting up for older people and sitting down is quite the ordeal. I won't go into details, but it'll probably take a 20-minute ordeal over there. You eat your matzah, you eat your maror, korech, and yes, you can serve the meal prior. Now, you may ask me, how can you serve the meal prior?
Prior to what?
Prior to Pesach. Mm. Prior to the night.
Oh,
now, what you can't eat after the ninth hour of the day is grain-based products. Mm. So matzah you can't eat from the morning. That's off limits. Baked matzah meal is probably also off limits. What's left?
Chicken
soup. Cooked matzah meal, which is knedelach. Perhaps that can't be eaten after the 10th hour of the day. Okay. However, chicken, potatoes, vegetables,
chicken soup.
All those things can be eaten from the 10th hour of the day and on. True, every Shabbos and Yontav, Erev Shabbos and Yontav, you shouldn't need a big meal prior to the night. But here you have no choice. You really have no choice. So we're going to keep the halacha, not grain-based products. But we're going to try, of course, to minimize the time at the Seder because these people need to get to bed early by serving this early. Now, if you look at me and say, that's impossible, I will tell you that my Rebbe, Rav Amital Zichrono Livracha, when he invited people over for the Seder, he told them to come an hour before the Seder, in which they did eat either chicken soup or chicken and potatoes, I forgot what it was, so that the Seder night, that started at night, would go smoothly, no one would be hungry. So that's possible. So feed people earlier, not grain-based products. start the Seder in such a way that you can start with the Chad Gadja, Chad Miyodea, just go backwards. Then say a few things about the Seder night, do a few puzzles, have the kids say, do a few things. Nighttime comes, you zip through, like I said. Hallel should be said, obviously, at night, at the end of the meal, or at the end of eating the matzah or the afikomen in this case, and therefore you finish the Seder. The Seder could take no more than a half an hour into the night. That's the basic way to go. Only if there's no choice. If you come to a community where they say, listen, by 6:30 they're in bed, then you have to rely on the Tosfos HaRosh. What you can do is have a mock Seder. I don't think that's correct. I mean, you can have a mock Seder, but you have to say it's a mock Seder. And that is to do something before Plaga Mincha, because the Tosfos HaRosh only allows it from Plaga Mincha on. So that's basically the parameters we have here. Yeah?
I have an elderly father living in a sort of a senior complex with a bunch of, you know, older people. Most of them are reasonably well, whatever, but... And so I contacted the rabbi in the community. He said, listen, it's beyond his area of walking.
Yeah.
So what do I expect him to do? I said, I don't know. But you got to figure something out. Maybe a Seder starting early or on a different day. If someone would be in surgery unconscious, is there anything about Pesach Sheni that one could recreate the Seder? Or...
Well, in Chutz Laretz you have two nights, but no, there's no Pesach Sheni for the Seder. There's Pesach Sheni for the Korban Pesach. In a case where someone can't get to the Seder, I think you have to supply him. There are kits, and you should supply him with everything needed for the Seder, with instructions of how to do it. And because it's an elderly man, I think these instructions should be employed. Namely, don't say the whole Haggadah, say the parts that are important, say the parts that we need to say, and go on. Now,
that's a fairly extreme situation you're describing. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but...
It exists in many nursing homes, actually, yeah.
People going to bed at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, yeah.
That they won't manage to stick it out till 8:30? I don't know.
No, but what if they don't know how to really run a Seder?
That's also a problem. No, but I'm saying that there are people that go to bed early and there's nothing you can do. They're going to bed early with no Seder, or they're going to bed early with a Seder, it's up to you. In those situations, the best we can do is plug a mincha, and that's extreme. The ideas I gave is much more within the bounds of halacha.
When do you wash?
Wash for what?
When do you make motzi? You wait till nighttime and then you make motzi, or you don't make motzi?
You have to eat the matzah at night. That's what we said. Vachud bazar b'layla zeh matzah hukash the korban pesach. Now, washing per se, you can do earlier. And as long as you keep your hands clean, you don't have to wash right before you eat matzah. So if that's going to save time, then yes, you can get people to wash like the ex. They wash before the kiddush. And just make sure your hands stay clean. In other words, people don't touch things. The reason we wash right before is because we're worried that between the time we wash and the time we eat bread, we're going to touch something. So if you can somehow do that, that might save a little more time. A good idea as well.
This is with the shear of matzah, again, older people. How strict are we with the shear and also related to egg matzah, if that's easier?
On the night of the Seder, two questions you asked. Egg matzah is an Ashkenazic chumrah. It's based on a Rashi that says that egg matzah is not an 18-minute chametz deal, but it's even earlier. It's memaher lachmitz. But that probably only is if you put in certain juices, not all juices. The way they make egg matzahs today, perhaps that's not the situation. And therefore, because of that, it's only a chumra of Rashi, and every egg matzah box is going to say kosher for Pesach. And then in small letters, it's going to say ayin barama, which is not very fair. The Rama does say that for elderly people or for young children, this is something that they can eat. Now that's fine. You can eat that throughout Pesach. On the Seder night, you have to eat Shmura Matzah.
That doesn't mean that others can't eat.
You can eat in addition, but you have to eat Shmura Matzah for the mitzvah of matzah. So for the mitzvah of matzah, you have to eat a kezayit of Shmura Matzah. Now what a kezayit is, here again, there's elderly people that it's hard for them to eat such a big kezayit, even though it's a d'oraisa, we should be makel with the smaller kezayim that we have. There's three shitas as to kezesim. One is basically, I can't even go through, but I'll just say, and if you take a square matzah, one is two-thirds, one is a half, and one is a third.
The issue is the time. If they have all night to eat it, as opposed to within this time frame.
What time frame?
We have to eat a certain amount of matzah.
Yes, so they eat it normally at the time, and it will take about 5 minutes, and then you'll go on, and you'll move on.
You can't say, listen, you have all night to eat the matzah.
You do have all night to eat the matzah.
No, not the time frame of 5 minutes. But over the course of the night, you have to eat a kezayit of matzah.
No.
I don't understand what you're saying. You have
all night to eat the kezayit of matzah, so most people can probably do that.
Do you have to eat it in one go within 5 minutes, or can you just like eat part of it now and then later in the meal?
No. You have to eat the matzah at one go. You have to eat the matzah at one time. You can't split it up.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that?
Because we have a mitzvah of achila, a mitzvah of eating, and a mitzvah of achila is defined by the Torah that you have to eat it in a normative way. What's called in halacha, kedei achila pras. You can't eat a bite now and a little bite later. A chatzi shir now and a chatzi shir later. You have to eat a kezayit together in a normative fashion. You can't split it up. So anyway, to make a long story short, I believe that's exactly the way to sum up the shir, to make a long story short. The Seder night is a beautiful night. And indeed, the Seder night is a night that people, Baruch Hashem, can sit for a long time and together, and it's a beautiful night. However, there are people that can't for various reasons. Many of them elderly, some of them very young, but they're in the army. And therefore, these rules and regulations have to be employed in those situations. So that on the one hand, they have a proper Pesach, and they do the mitzvot of the night. But on the other hand, they'll be able to do what they usually need to do. Either go to bed early, or go out, as the army does for some pi'ilut miftzait, and be able to do the mitzvot of the night, albeit without compromising on the Seder, if possible.
I have to say that last year I was a gabbai here in the shul.
Yeah.
And we were zocher, and I really call it zocher, to start an early minyan on Erev Pesach.
I think it's a great idea.
Nobody had thought about before.
What happened with this year also?
And I had Gilad Reichman's dad came to us as a guest. He was 95 or 96 years old. Not in a nursing home, as healthy as you can be at that age, but still, I felt it was a big schut.
Absolutely.
That we could bring everything forward.
I have to 100% agree. In other words, if you can daven after tzeis and you have plenty of time and everyone's napped up and fine, great.
We started Kiddush on time.
But the bottom line is, this is great. You can come home. You can start talking about the Seder, talking about the night, talking about the various things. Then when the night comes, it doesn't have to be an all-night event. It could actually take much less time because you've already gave all the introductions prior, and I think it's a fantastic idea. And there's no halachic issue with davening before and at the plag. The only issue might be, and I say might with a big M, and that is the halal. As you know, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that in the night of the Seder, you say halal with a bracha. The Ramah disagrees. Can you say halal with a bracha before it's actually night in shul? My gut feeling is yes. It's not a Seder night event. It's a Pesach night event. So if already you're Mekabel Pesach, you probably can, and it's probably no issue with saying halal, even with a bracha.
But
some have brought up that issue. So if you want to be really machmir, don't say the halal.
In Chesar, some shuls don't say halal.
Many shuls don't. They go b'shitat haramah. That's right. Just like they don't duchen, just like they say Kiddush Friday night in shul, they do the Ramah this way too. Absolutely.
I believe the only reason we say halal is originally for people who didn't know how to say it on Seder night.
There's difference of opinion. One of them is what you say, and that is that we say it for the people that can't say it at home. If that would be the case, then you have to wait till night. Because they're not going to do it at home at night when they're supposed to. So you have to wait till night. If there's other reasons, like Pesume Nisa, whatever it is, then of course you can make it earlier. That's the only pickbook on an early minyan that I can think of. But other than that, it's a great and fantastic idea, and I think it should be definitely employed. Second night of Yontif and Chutz Laretz, that might be a problem to do a Plaga Mincha Minyan. I say might. But the first night, or what we call Erev Pesach, it shouldn't be an issue.
Should give this show if you want to could use.
I think what you say about breaking things up, here the halal is broken up
at the Seder itself.
Yes.
That's in the Haggadah, the Maxwell House. Baskin, that's the way to do it.
How do we get away with it?
Okay, so I'll just say in one word. Rav Haigaon, that's quoted, and I believe in the Ran on Maseches Pesachim, says, the night of the Seder, at the Seder, the halal is not a halal of Kriya, namely, Likorot HaHalel. It's a different kind of halal. It's more of a spontaneous halal, thanking God for getting us out of dire straits. So it's like a halal that you say spontaneously. In order to say halal spontaneously, A, you do it sitting down, not standing up like we do in shul. B, you break it up. C, you don't say a bracha. Now, the Gemara does say that when there was an ad hoc fast day, when there was no rain, there was a drought, and as they're in shul and they're saying slichos and they're fasting, it starts to rain. What does everyone do? They go home, they eat, and they come back to say halal. Why didn't they just say halal and go home afterwards? It saves time. Because the Gemara says you can't say halal except on a full stomach. It's not a proper halal. So you have to eat first and then you say halal. So that spontaneous halal we do in such a way where we do say two before and then we say the rest afterwards, because it's not the normative halal that we say in shul the next day. Next day in Shul, we're going to say our Yontif Halah, like we say on Sukkot, like we say on Shavuos. Night of the Seder, it's a totally different character of a Halal. Same Psukim, but more spontaneous. Thanking God for the miracle He did to them and to us on that night.
As I don't know the source. Maybe it's Psachim, Rabban Abaye. I think they do unusual things at the Seder, and Abaye asks something like, well, what's going on? And Rabba comments that, you know, now Pater from Anishtana, because he asked this question.
Cute.
In terms of saving time, can you skip Manishtana formally by that?
I'll just say that if you skip Manishtana, I'm pretty sure you're going to be fired. if you skip Dayenu, but I didn't even say that, but if you skip, you could skip Dayenu, but if you skip Dayenu, I'm sure you'll be fired too. These are things that are in, and they're in for life. You're probably right. Manishtana is written in the Mishnah. You have to say questions and answers. Kana ben Shoel, it could very well be. He asks any questions you want. Saying right. The Manishtana, you just have to say it. You say it takes you a minute. Takes you half a minute, perhaps.
It's on the greatest hits record.
You can't take it.
Was that the Manishtana is formally is really the father saying it, and the son is actually saying some question and something, any question.
Rav Soloveitchik read the Mishnah like you said, and that is Kan HaBen Shoel, that the kid asks any questions he wants, and then everyone says the Manishtana, which is part of the Haggadah. It's not the kids ask the Manishtana. The kids ask any questions they have in mind, and you have to answer them. And then you say the Manishtana, which is part and parcel of the Haggadah, because the Haggadah has to be said in a format of question and answer. If you look throughout the Haggadah, everything's a question and answer. Mipnei ma, this. Matzah zu al shuma, because of this. Moral zu al shuma, because of that. Everything's question and answer.
So my wife went to a shiur recently about how to run a Seder. The speaker was saying you have to make it relevant for the people of the Seder. And therefore, rather than talking Rambam, Rashi, Halacha, the Seder itself, so take when you're breaking the matzah. Rather than discussing why we break the matzah, say, we're breaking the matzah. When have you ever had to break something to save it for the next day, O child of Ephrat?
Sounds
you
good.
Know, so to
sounds exactly like you're supposed
the,
to.
Yeah, to take it away from the halakhas of Pesach.
There's no... I love that idea, but I'll just say as follows. The Seder is comprised of two things. Halakha and Machshava. To be more precise, Jewish law and Jewish thought and our Hashkafa in general. And I think you have to combine the two. The reason I say that is, there's a machlokas we shown him on the words in the Torah, Ba'avor ze asa Hashem li, what's Ba'avor Zeh? Because of this. What's this? So Rashi says, why did God take us out of Mitzrayim? So we can do the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Interesting take on history. No. You know, God had no choice. He had to give us this mitzvah. But He needed a reason. So He took us out of Mitzrayim so we can have a reason for it. Interesting logic. But the bottom line is, Rashi puts the emphasis on the halacha. On the other hand, in that very same place, I believe that Barbanel says, no, Ba'avor Zeh is the experience of leaving Mitzrayim. And we can find this machlokis is in various places in the Torah, but the bottom line is, a Seder should be a combination of both. You should explain what you're doing halachically, and you should then go in and explain it, and try to make an experience out of it, the proper experience out of it. So when you say, Chayav kol dam lirot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza b'Mitzrayim, you mean it! You don't just say it, but you mean it! And therefore, I think it's absolutely correct. 100%. That's the way it should be done.
Well, last year, one of the kids asked a question. You know, if you threw your kid in the closet and let him out a week later, I mean, he'd be happy to let him out, but he'd be pretty upset with it. So he said, you know, God put us in Egypt. Okay, He let us out, but we got it, but He put us in the first place. He created, promised Abraham about the slave in the beginning. So what's the big thanks all about? Like, He set it up to put us there in the first place.
But He took us out. And I think that's a very legitimate question that has to be answered. Why did He put us in there in the first place? Thank you for taking us out, but why were we there in the first place? Why was it so important to be enslaved for all those years? I can understand, God, You took us out, thank You, but let's first talk about how we got in there in the first place and why. And there's various answers I can give to that. One of them is, who's not mentioned in the Haggadah, by the way?
Moshe.
That's a very trick question. He is in there.
He is one little phrase.
There is a Moshe in there. Who's totally not mentioned in the Haggadah and has a lot to do with going down to Egypt? I mean, he was the reason. Yosef! Let me ask you a question. The Jews were totally innocent when Yosef went down to Mitzrayim and we went down there? Like, they did nothing wrong over there?
They're very guilty.
They're very guilty, I believe. They were very, very guilty. And indeed, Rabbeinu Manoach, on the Rambam says, you should dip a lot of in Kar, you should take the Karpas. He says the Karpas is to remember the Ketonet Pasim. If you look in Rashi and Chumash, Ketonet Pasim, he uses the word Karpas.
What?
Yeah. Take a look.
The pas is a coat. It's a hint.
It's a hint to that. So it's a hint to Yosef. Why don't we mention Yosef? I mean, he's the reason we went down there in the first place. Why don't we mention him? Because it's an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment to mention him. The Magen Avraham says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa every year to remember the terrible things we did to God in the desert, including the Chet HaEgel. So when you read Parshat Ki Tisa, it should be like Shabbos Zachor. You should have a second reading and a third reading with every Nusach. The women should come. And why don't we make a big deal about it? Magen Avraham says, because it's an embarrassment. Shabbat Zachor is what they did to us. That we have no problem to talk about. But what we did to God, Chet HaEgel, that we keep quiet. So the Baal HaGadol was nice, and he didn't mention it. But if you want an answer to your question, how come we got enslaved? Well, let's go back in history and see. You want to start history from the time that the 200 years in we were enslaved? I can hear. Go back to the beginning. How did we get down there? We weren't so nice to each other. Perhaps there was a little bit of a feud in a family that led to certain events, And that's how we got down there in the first place. And one thing led to another.
Isn't that the purpose of mentioning Laban, really?
Mentioning?
Laban said
could be. So you have a lot of food for thought for the Seder. Anyway, wishing everyone a Chag Sameach VeKasher. I'm always knowing at this time of the year to say Chag Sameach VeKasher in that order, because I believe all homes will be kosher. But you have to remember that it has to be Sameach too.